This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Yisai. We have a very important sugya. It's short, but Hashem should help us understand it to whatever level we are able to. The Gemara basically had a shaila: what happens if a ketana, you're married to a ketana, and your wife's sister falls to you? So basically, one opinion of Rabbi Lezer, so do miyun, and this way you could do yibum to the sister. So Rabbi Gamliel says, miyana, miyana. If you do miyun, great. But if loy miyana, wait until your wife grows up, and then the sister will go out l'shuk because of achos isha, right? That's the halacha of Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel is of the opinion that basically the woman who you're married to could stay with you, and when she becomes a gedola, she'll force her sister out. So Gemara has a shaila: how does your wife, who you're married to midrabbana, become your wife midaraisa? Is it only if you live with her, or even if you don't live with her? That means the Gemara has a tzad, that you marry a ketana, and when she becomes a gedola, poof! Your marriage to her morphs into a marriage d'oraisa, right? That's something that that was the sugya that we did, daf kof yud. We never really got into how does that happen. I understand if you do bia, so you're formulating a new marriage. Shmuel was of the opinion that kol abayal adat bia rishayah, adat kedushin rishayna abayal. But why would Rav hold, according to one sad, that just by remaining married to her, do you continue to, does her marriage morph into a d'oraisa? So there's a Rashi, I saw this Rashi, but I was not oimed on the Rashi. Rashi is on Kuf Tes Amud Beis. Rashi says, Godla bahada va'afagav d'olei ba'al, d'nekad shahashta, she's married now. Now she's married. The way it works is, when she grows up, her original kedushin is chal to begin with. In other words, not chal now. The original kedushin is chal. V'igli milsa l'mafreya, igloi milsa l'mafreya, the zika dahach lai klumhu. That the zika of the other sister is nothing. So Rashi's saying something very interesting. Rashi seems to be saying that when she grows up, the original kedushin is toifes. How? Igloi milsa l'mafreya. Once she grows up, and you could be married to her midoraisa, but you didn't do a maisa kedushin, the original maisa kedushin retroactively works midoraisa. Maybe the reason I wasn't oimed on this is because, what does that mean? What do you mean igloi milsa l'mafreya? But how could it work l'mafreya? She was a ketana then. So the Karen Oira comes along, and he quotes Rashi. No, excuse me. The Ritva comes. He says, Perish Rashi zal dahashta misha godla tafsik dusha meikara v'gloi milsim afreya dezika dahach lav klamo. Ask the Ritva, V'nira midvarav, d'chi amrinon, d'chi gada, gada kedushin ma'ada, mukudeshes hi l'mafreya mishas kedushin v'kodmi kedushin lazika. We say, you're mukudeshes l'mafreya from the time of kedushin, and the kedushin precedes the zika. V'zetema, heich efshir la liyois mukudeshes b'katnusa klal. What do you mean l'mafreya? But l'mafreya, she was a ketana. If she was a ketana, how do you have kedushin midaraisa from the time she was a ketana? Yeah, that is the question of the Ritva. In other words, what do you mean l'mafreya? You're right, now she's a gedola, but how do you get the kedushin l'mafreya at the time that you did it? She was not a bardas. How does it work l'mafreya? You want to say it works now, but now you're not doing anything. You want to say it works l'mafreya? You're a ketana then. Well, that's the kasha of the Ritva. So that's the Ritva. Comes the Karen Oira. Karen Oira quotes Rashi. Peres Rashi, the Chigadla Tafsi Kedushin Meikara, the Igloi Milsil Mafreya, the Zika, the Hach Lav Klami, Udvarov Zalt Sarachian, Mehechi Tesi Neima, the Kedushin Chalin Lamafreya. The words of the Karanoira, the words of Rashi are very difficult. Mehechi Tesa, that should we say, that the Kedushin is Chalin Lamafreya, she's a Kitana them, Velav Bas Kinyan he. So the Karen Ora is asking the obvious question. What do you mean it works the Mafreya? But at that time she was a Ketana. A Ketana is not someone that is able to make a Kinyan. So the Karen Ora says something astounding. It says, V'yesh loymar, D'hod a Ketana lav bas Kinyan here. Why is a Ketana not a bas Kinyan? Mishum de'in la das, because she doesn't have das. V'choy la lamoyin bai. Aval once the das kicks in, when it's gadla benesuin elu, and the kedushin is she's nesgadla in it. Igloi milsul mafreya da kedushin gam kin mi das shleimahu v'cholin lemafreya. I would like to just translate and make believe I understand what he's saying. That would be the more convenient thing to do, and it definitely would come out better on the tape. But I can't say that I could even translate these words. I mean, I could translate them. He says the reason why a ketana is not a bas kinyan is because she doesn't have das. But then once her das kicks in, and the nesuin develops, igloi mosel mafreya, that the kedushin was midas shlema. Yeah, but I don't understand. But lemaisa at the time the kedushin was done, she wasn't a bar das. What do you mean igloi mosel mafreya? That she was a bardas. She was not a bardas. What difference does it make if later she has das? In the Choyveres Daf HaShavua, the one who put together the Sugyos, he quotes the Karen Oira, and he says, V'gamzet Tamua. Now, I don't know exactly what his question is, but I don't really understand at all what the Karen Ora is getting at here. That the reason why, everybody knows the reason why a katan can't make a kinyan. But later she has das, good for later. What does it have to do with making it bichal l'mafreya? V'Hashem yor einenu, maybe someone here has some insight into that, but very difficult to understand.
Maybe pshat is that she's the suffix bar das. And therefore, we can't accept Kedushin, but later on it shows that she was not.
How does it show that she was a bar das to begin with? Maybe her das developed later. You know, what happens later that sheds any light onto the beginning? I mean, now she wants it. Yeah, I mean, she's a suffix bar das. And then later she's a vadai, but how does that make it that she was a vadai originally? Reb Nachum has an approach for Rashi. Let's see if we could read it. What's going on here? Do you see? Let's see. Okay, Reb Nachum. Says Reb Nachum, "V'nira degam l'may desakadaitich de Gemara kuf tesam aveiz the kedusha ketana gadla b'hadol l'chayr tzarchin de v'chisala al daitcha de b'chol kinyanim imakne hakatan yahani kinyane l'shei agdil." Oh, Reb Nachum puts it amazingly. Let's say a katan says, "Here, Tati, here's my lulav and esrog." So, right, we don't know what to do on the first day of Sukkot because if you give the katan your lulav and esrog, he can't give it back to you. Why not? He'll give it back to you. And then when he becomes a gadol, huvra davar lemafreya, that he was a bardas. Says Reb Nachum, would anybody in their right mind say that the kinyan of a katan will help when he gets older? So if it doesn't help for regular kinyanim, why does it work for kedushin? Says Reb Nachum, v'nira deshani kedushin mikol kinyanim. Debechol kinyanim hamaknehu da'avid lahakna. By all kinyanim, the makne makes the hakna. Uvezapshita the avad katan lavaknoi. then it's pashut that if the katan makes the kinyan, it's not a good hakna. By every other kinyan, the makne is making the transaction. But by kedushin, so she is the makne. Amnam b'kedushin ehidi'i ha-makne. She is the makne. V'dayta didaba, you need her das. But the question is, by every other kinyan, the makne is doing the transaction and he's doing the maisa. But by kedushin, even though she's the makne, he is doing the maisa. Come on, maisa kedushin lavi yikal. She's not doing the act, she's being makne herself. But the baal is doing the maisa, the baal hu de mekadesh. Verak de boy daita. He's doing the maisa through her das to make sahakna. Therefore, the Gemara has a havamina. De mahani gam daita de shas gadlus. You know when we say that your das now does not work for later? If we need your das to make a maisa, nah, you can't use das later to make a maisa, but if the das is not making a maisa, it's only das for the das. If you need das for the maisa, so if the act you did as a katan, the das later cannot breathe life into an act that happened before. But if you don't need das to breathe life into the act, you only need das to activate an act that was done by a different gadol, then it works. She's not doing mean. Omnam, I didn't understand this before, but in your zuchus, maybe I think I understand this. Omnam, b'chol ha-kinyonim, every other kinyon, deboi de-ha-makne ovid la-hakna. Every other kinyon, the makne does the hakna. Vaday doi mahani mai de-ovid be-kanusin. It's not going to work what he did when he was a katan. Lamaisa, the Gemara comes out that you need to do the bia. And we don't say hovra davar la-mafreya, but the Gemara... Now, I would have said, you know why the Gemara comes out that it's not good? Because not only will Das later not provide Maisa, it can't even provide Das. But Rav Nachum says, Mikamaka Masik b'Gemara Deloy Mahani Gam b'Kedushin, that the Das later does not work by Kedushin. Venera de Taimahu Mishum de Nasinas Kedushin Leketana Lav Maisa Kedushin Hu. You know why? It's not only that. Really, the das later could provide das lamafreya. But the act of giving to a katan, is there something lacking in the act itself? Very interesting. This is Shita's Rashi. Rashi Shita is, the way the Kedushin develops, is Chuvra Dover lamafreya, that the original act was the act of a bardas. The Ritva and the Rajba have a different mahalach in the sugya. The Ritva and the Rajba say, V'rabbi Senu, what happened here?
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Is the Tana doing the Maisikinyan, or is her brother or sister, mother or mother doing?
The Hakna? That's a good point. Or the way Rav Nachum seems to say it is that she's doing it. So it seems like the reason she can't do it is because she doesn't have das. When the mother or sister marry her off, you want to know, is it their das that is supplying the das over here? Or is it when there is a father and a brother, then we allow her to do it? I mean, the way Rav Nachum says it is...
And when she goes ahead and
Yeah, I'm not hearing every word, but... Well, look, the words of Rashi here, even just the simple words of Rashi, that Hover Dover Lemafreya, that she was a Bendas, or a Bardas, that indicates she's doing it. That indicates that the role of the brother and the... are not the providing the essential ingredients in creating this Kedushin.
Can you bring up Rashi again?
Yeah.
Can you bring up the Rashi again?
Yeah. Rashi says, Godli bahada v'afa gavdolei ba'al d'nekadsha hashta mikamaka mishagadla tafsik d'nekar v'gloi milsum aved d'zika d'hach lav klamo. Which well, at least the way the Karen Oira learns, look, the Karen Oira says, "Daha diktana lav bas kinyan hi mishum de ein la das avuk shi emedes bedaita igloy mosam afreya de hakedushin gam kain midas shlema hayu v'cholin lamafreya." Of the mother? Of the brother?
Of the mother and brother.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's hard to say because the mother and brother always had dashlema, irrespective of what her mindset was or will be.
Yes, but Neon gave her the right to go ahead and nullify it all and not make it there once she would.
Let's see the Rajba and the Ritva's Mahalach over here. The Rajba and the Ritva learn the sugya a little differently. They say, "V'rabbi seinu zal pershu dehachi kamrinan delechi gadla gadli kedushin bahada v'chayli hashta la'achar gadlas." When she grows up, the Kedushin grows up, and it's Chal now, after she becomes a Gedoyla. Dahavalei k'oimer la, harei at mekudeshes li la'achar shloishim yoim. You know what marrying a Ketana is like? It's like saying, "Behold, you are married to me in 30 days. Shim loy chazraba mekudeshes achzon yoim." If she doesn't retract, they're married after 30 days. V'afal pishenes ochlu amois, even though the money's not around. Let's say you give a woman money, and you say, "You're married to me after 30 days, even if the money's not extant." The Kedushin is Chal. Kedishim Sach is Kedushin. V'hosam parash taima d'bahu shibud sheyesh ala min anoisein. There the Gemara says the reason is, with that shibud that he has on her, miskadesh es l'achar shloshim yoim. When I give you money, I have a shibud on you. You owe me money. So I could use that shibud to get married after 30 days. And it's not like being mekadesh b'milva, where you're not mekudeshes. Kivan sha kesev kibalta b'tars kedushin. Let me just mute over here. That if you accept it as a milva, then it doesn't work because the money was not received as kedushin, as opposed to where it was received as kedushin. She accepted the money in her katnus with like a tnai that it will be chal later. She's not meshubad because you gave it to a katana. Chachomim shibdu oisa kishatiknu la nesuin. When the chachomim are masaking nesuin to this katana, they were masaking a shibud. Aye, but she's not meshubad. No, through hefker bezin hefker, she's meshubad. Ulafikach kishalei chazerba bekanusa harehi miskadeshes by dvar Torah. meaning through this mechanism of a rabbinic shibud, you give a ketana money. Technically, midaraisa, she's not meshubed. The rabbanon create a shibud. That shibud will allow her to be married midaraisa when she gets older. The question is, how do you push away the sister? The sister Zika came first. V'chitema mikamakam kedushin elu la'achar zikahim. You'll say, well, this new kedushin is happening after the Zika. Kimekadesh babia. It's like you're being mekadesh babia after the Zika. V'amai loin aktin arhacha mekadesh achais yivama. Niftara yivama v'hochala. Ela kishe mekadesh babia. Then this kedushin that's after the zika is like being mekadesh babia. So then, doesn't that indicate that this is working only kish alecha shabal? I mean, basically, how is this any different than being mekadesh babia afterwards? So I said, what do you mean? How it's different? You don't have to be mekadesh babia. He pushes off the sister even before. Look what he says. Because since you're mekadesh her now with the money of her katnus, truly kedushin nachal retroactively, since she already received the kesef, v'kaima dibura, ein ze kemekadesh shechachila achos yivama. It's not like being mekadesh originally the sister of the yivama, ubitul mitzvus yivamin. Meaning the Gemara had a shaila. What do you do in the world of Ram Gamliel? In the world of Ram Gamliel, what do you do? The Gemara says that if she does miyun, she does miyun. Otherwise, she waits until she grows older. Ram Gamliel Oimer Imiana Miana Vimlav Tamtina Chitagdel Vitetse Halazu Mishumachoisisha. So the Shaila was Boy Mine Rebelazame Rav, my time to Gamliel. Is it Kedusha Kitan Misl Tali Vikigada Godla Bahada, Afagav the Loibal, Oidum Mishum the Sarah Makazar Zivama, Niftara Yivama Vahokala? If you're Makadesh, that was the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara's Lashon was, in general, when you marry the sister of the Yavama, the Yavama is released. So that's basically the same thing over here, because when you're giving her Kedushin later, so you're released. How is this different than the other tzad? That's the Rajba's Kasha. If the way it works is that you're marrying her now, so that's basically the Gemara's second tzad. The Kasavar, Mekadesh Achas Yivama, Niftara Yivama V'Hochala. Meaning, doesn't this indicate, what's the reason why if you do bia, you push off the sister? Because Gamliel is of the opinion that a kedushin pushes off zika. So Bishlam, according to Rashi, that's the other side of the Gemara is it was chal lemafreya. So we don't see a secondary kedushin pushes off bia because it preceded it. But according to the Rajba, where this new kedushin came after the zika, so doesn't this mean that we're taking the second sad that a new marriage pushes off the zika? So the Rajba says v'yeshloimer. The Ritva says mishum dechi mekadsha hashta bekesav dekanusa. It's true. It's not chalum afreya, But since she already accepted the kesef, and she's basically just abiding by her dibur, this is not like lechatchila, your mekadesh achas yivama, and v'imavata mitzvas yibam. Listen carefully. What the Ritva is saying is that this tzad of the Gemara holds, you cannot go ahead and do a new maisa to mevata mitzvas yibam. It's true the Kedushin is not chalim afreya, but that this is not called lechatchila being mevata mitzvas yibam. Because you're the Kedushin is chal now through a maisa that happened earlier. It's not chalim afreya, but she was already mekabel the kesef. And that Kabbalah's kesef created a shibud. And you're basically allowing that shibud now to preempt the zika from the sister. So the bottom line is, there's a machlokes in the sugya between Rashi and the Rajba and the Ritva. Rashi holds, somehow the Kedushin is chalim afreya. The Karen Oira says, somehow it reveals she was a bendas to begin with. Reb Nachum learns, no, that this is different than every other kinyan. Every other kinyan, the makne does the maisa. Here in this case, the koine, the baal is doing the maisa. The makne is only providing das. The Rajba says this is not how it works. The kedushin is happening now with the pre-existing shibud. She's not meshubin midairaisa. She's meshubin midrabanon. And hefker bezin hefker creates a shibud that could allow the kedushin to be chal later. Okay, Rabbi Isai? Have a wonderful day. Thank you for joining. And bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov. So, any questions? I'll be happy to discuss.
Who was kind of the kesef of the katana? Her or her mother?
Who's kind of it? I'm not sure. Does it matter? I'm not sure. In other words, he has a shibud on. It would have to be her.
She's a katana. How could she be a kaina?
Katana could be kaina, but a katana can't be makna. So she could be kaina.
Maskim.
So, you want to know who owns it? Not sure. But she could be kaina. How is she makna? But the question is, yes, she's koine it, but does that create a real shibud? So the way the Rajba says it is, it's a shibud midrabanan, and through hefker bezin hefker, it's become somehow a shibud d'oraisa. His lashon is, harei kiblak is going to zvabli she'en mishtabedas min ha'toira, chachomim shibdu oisa, kishetiknu lanesuin. The Chachamim were meshavet her. Okay, Rabbi Say, have a wonderful day. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.